This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The state of Michigan thought it had a $15 million holiday windfall bonus to help it balance the state budget. But instead, a state review says the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency has to give it all back. The agency accused Michigan citizens of fraudulently seeking unemployment payments, forcing them to lose access to unemployment payments in many cases, levying fines up to $100,000. But the review found that a computer wrongly accused claimants in 93% of cases between October 2013 and August of 2015. That's about 60,000 cases. And the total amount as a result of all that extra cash flowing in was about $15 million in 2015 alone. With more, we have Jennifer Lord, an attorney at Pitt, McGee, Palmer, and Rivers in Detroit. Jennifer, welcome.
Hello, I'm happy to be here.
So you're an attorney representing this group of people, claimants, as a class, right?
That's correct.
And how many individual payments are likely here?
Claimants or payments?
Well, payments to individuals.
Well, that needs to be determined, but we are expecting that based on the raw numbers, the $60,000 claimants, there should be refunds of $60,000, and that is going to be in the tens of millions of dollars if we're ultimately successful in this class action, which we think we will be.
And does that mean that anybody who was accused by this computer automatically gets a payment, or do each one of these cases have to be adjudicated on the facts?
We're going to have to go through the class action process to determine that, and I think we'll be able to come up with some sort of formula. As it turns out, in real life, only about 4% of workers actually commit fraud when they apply for unemployment benefits. So the vast, vast majority of people, of workers involved in this case, have been wrongly accused. So we're going to try and find a mechanism whereby we don't have to go and do 60,000 mini trials.
Now, you know, the state of Michigan has an interest in keeping fraud to a minimum. You say it's 4%, but even that 4% is costly. Is this a case of where the state may have allegedly used some newfangled technology to try to streamline cases like this, and it went terribly wrong?
That's exactly what happened. In 2013, the state laid off 30% of the workers at the agency. And in trying to save money, it decided it would implement a computer system called MIDAS. Well, this computer system is the opposite of the touch of gold because it raises red flags that are natural discrepancies. And then it goes into overdrive and accuses these workers of having committed fraud. So I can give you a brief example. If a worker claims that they were laid off and some human resources clerk goes into the system and says the worker was terminated, the computer sees a discrepancy and says that's fraud. But by removing the human element, a claims analyst would say, oh my goodness, that's the same thing. That's not fraud. The computer says it is, and then it goes into overdrive. It applies a quadruple penalty, and it goes after these workers' tax refunds. It goes into automatic garnishment, garnishing 25% of their wages until these $50,000, $70,000, $100,000 balances are paid off.
Who blew the whistle on this before we go? This is terrifying.
It's frankly a criminal enterprise where the state of Michigan is profiting off the workers, the ones who are harmed the most and the ones who need the help the most.
Well, it's a great time for this to be turned around. Nobody's going to get paid in time for Christmas, but the prospect is certainly positive of the money flowing in a different direction. Jennifer Lord is an attorney at Pitt, McGee, Palmer, and Rivers in Detroit. Thanks so much, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.